Good morning. 6:21 a.m. on August the 26th, 2013. Monday morning, off to a poor start. I got up on time, I got moving, I got stuff going. And the daughter did not finish her homework last night, as she promised she would. Yeah, 16 and a half on the front side. Not a great first mile. Second mile's not going to be too great either. It's difficult for me to deal with this. She wants to take today off. Today is early release day. She gets out at 1:45 instead of 3:15. But the problem is she has two assignments that are due today. And if she stays home, she can finish them, but she falls behind by tomorrow's stuff. The stuff she would be assigned today that's due tomorrow. This is where she gets into trouble every year, with absenteeism. And the problem is that she stays up too late at night. And short of tying her in her bed, there's really no way to stop it. I keep hoping that she's going to figure it out. But we might have to have a little sit down. So on my to-do list today, following up from yesterday's walk, I have to call a sprinkler company and spend a couple $1,000s apparently to rehab our sprinkler system. It's probably overdue. In fact, I know it's overdue. We've been patching it for years, and it's 30 years old. We've had the house almost 20 years, and it was a few years old before that, 10 or 15. And I'm pretty sure it went in when the house went in, so yeah, this is a bit of a problem. And I think the time has come for us to stop nickel and diming and bring in somebody who understands sprinkler systems to refurbish it. Half the heads are broken. One way or another, they either don't pop up high enough or they don't turn the right angles, or they don't spray at the right distance, or whatever. I've been replacing them one or two a year, but I just can't do this anymore. So we'll hire it done. hope for the best. Tree guys haven't come back to put in, take out the stumps that they promised they would do. They also haven't called me back about the rose bush that was supposed to go out with the last batch. But today has to be a heavy editing day. I've got to get that half share book finished so I can get full share going. I'll have owner share back from the editor in about 2 weeks. I'll have to start working on that. I'd like to get as much of this paperback done as I can. I won't be reading much out loud, as I have those canker sores and this quarter of my tongue hurts. I did get breakfast today. Got up, got going, got coffee in me, got breakfast. Have to go home and wake the wife. Assuming she hasn't already been awakened. Oh, that's pretty. There's some mare's tails up there that look like mare's tails. The long streaks of clouds with the curves at the end. It sort of looks like frost or something on a glass. Oh, that's pretty. It's still early enough. The sun isn't really all the way up yet. I'm on the long eastern reach here, and there's no. I think the sun is behind the trees. Bunkapole. Yeah, I see a little bit of sun action on the treetops and chimney tops, the rooftops. But it's not reached down to street level, and I'm walking in a place where there's plenty of protection from the sun so far. Later in the year, I'll be, of course, it'll still be dark. The sun will rise almost at the end of the street. Much later in the day. So it sounds very much like there's not a whole lot I'm thinking about today, and in truth there isn't. I've got kind of a hollow spot in my head where most days, or a lot of days, I wouldn't say most days, but at least a lot of days, I've got a lot of stuff cranking around, ideas swirling, plots and plans. Today, not so much. Today is sort of la-di-da. I'm a bit disappointed that the kid's not going to go to school today. I'm also looking ahead to the point where the wife gets up and says she can't do it today either. At which point I take my book, my pens and my markers and my post-it flags, and I go to the coffee shop because I'm not going to sit around with this all day. A cloudscape. We don't usually get cloudscapes here, so it's one of those clear mornings. It's one of those, it's 65 degrees. I've worked up a bit of a glow, as they say. It's a beautiful, clear, cool feeling morning. Delightful. I'm glad I got up and got moving this morning, because I don't have to take the kid to school at 7. I could have delayed a little bit. I'm glad I didn't, because now I'm up, I'm moving, I can keep on moving. I have therapy this morning, but it's a later appointment. It's my usual 8 o'clock. So I have some time this morning to actually get some work done before. Gorgeous. Oh, it's Monday. My lawnmower guy's not here. Here he comes. I'm early, or he's late, one or the other. It's funny how little things like that. It's like, oh, wait a minute, today's Monday, there should be a lawnmower guy here. And here he comes, down the street. Ah, and Armando should be filling me in here in a second. Yeah, 17 and a half on the back half. That's not bad. That's about what I usually do. So, not a bad workout. Not a bad walk this morning. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.